TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to the morning edition of Driving with DeMarco. My name is Greg DeMarco. I am your host and I am on the commute to work this morning. I am at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter as well. I am headed eastbound on the I-10 in Phoenix, Arizona, headed to the working place. Real quick, couple quick bits of information for you. The website is, of course, thechairshot.com, as Driving with DeMarco is part of the Chairshot Radio Network, and we have got some of the best podcasts around, and we don't talk about those enough. You're talking about shows like The Outsider's Edge, which is back today, Pod is War, which will be up this weekend, DWI Podcast, which is coming out tonight, Around the Blocks with Mike Knox, who is a legend in the podcasting business and is providing content.
Estimated time in traffic, 12 minutes.
Yeah, got some traffic coming up. To thechairshot.com. Myself, Greg DeMarco, The Greg DeMarco Show, with Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. The hashtag Miranda Show, which is just a whole lot of fun. I can't remember what she said on Facebook, but it was something like stupid stuff or dumb stuff. But it's beautiful in its randomness, and it's just, it's a nice change of pace and a lot of fun. And I think it's something that's still very, very worth your time to listen to because of the different that it is. Every podcast shouldn't be the same. And that's one of the reasons why I love that show and doing that show with Miranda so much. Raw Reaction on Mondays, which is now over 5 years old, which is just absolutely insane. Plus Chair Shot Radio on Sunday nights. Should be getting that back together here shortly as well. So lots of great content. And that's not all of it either. We've got more content coming to the Chairshot Radio Network and thechairshot.com, where we encourage you, you know, to always use your head. You can head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own Chairshot t-shirt. 13 designs currently available. They're all great. I highly recommend all of them. You should get one of each, maybe two, depending on the colors. Keep you happy with your whole entire wardrobe there. You could even get the soft style shirt. You can get a tank top. There's really a ton of different options that are available for you over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Or you can go to thechairshot.com, click store on the menu. It'll take you right there as well. But that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Support the movement that is thechairshot.com. It's not just a website. It's a movement, as Christopher Platt says. And if you listen to the hashtag Miranda Show, you'll hear the run-in from Christopher Platt from Tuesday night. But that is one of the best ways to support the website because you get something in return for it. You can also support us by reading, by listening, and by sharing our content with your friends, with your social media feeds, and wherever you have some influence. If you share our content, we thank you for doing so. Now, today's topic, it is Thursday morning. I am on the drive to work. Now remember, this show is literally recorded in the car as I am driving to work. So I got the GPS lady on for alerts involving traffic and things like that. So sometimes we'll hear her. I've also got cars around me. You've got background noise. So if you're audio guy, which I recently heard someone comment, not on my show, but on somebody else's show, if you're worried about a little background noise, if you're worried about airflow, if you're worried about things not being 100% perfect on the audio, you won't like this show, and you've probably already turned it off because I'm in the car. And being in the car can kind of suck at times, but you know what? That's just part of life. I have a near hour-long commute right now because traffic is low as we hit the summertime, and so I'm spending that time with you. I wouldn't do two podcasts per day on the weekdays for Driving with DeMarco unless I was doing them in the car. That's just the way that it works, but I love you guys so much that I want to bring this content. Now, Thursday morning, topic is, it's crazy. So today's topic is quite simple, and you've seen it in the description already, so you know what it is. I don't know what to talk about. That's not a bad thing. It's not I don't know what to talk about because ain't shit going on. There's a ton of stuff going on, and I don't even know where to begin. I spent all day yesterday talking to you about All Elite Wrestling. I spent all day yesterday interacting on social media about All Elite Wrestling, writing about All Elite Wrestling, covering All Elite Wrestling. Then last night, I had to go back and cover WWE, had to do SmackDown ratings, had to do SmackDown's YouTube. Both things that are coming out today. Well, the SmackDown ratings are already out, but the YouTube is coming out here shortly as well. I'm seeing a shift in YouTube there too. I'm seeing a shift in how we cover wrestling at thechairshot.com, and it's becoming more of a coverage environment, which I really, really like. But man, there is so much stuff going on that we don't even get to touch. We have a writer who's getting ready to pick up some New Japan duties on the opinion side and some NXT UK duties on the opinion side. And we talked about picking up MLW. Dude, MLW is one of the best companies out there that no one is really paying enough attention to. Some people are, but more people should be. It's that good. And it's hard because I don't have BN Sports, so I watch it on YouTube when it comes out, and I'm absorbing the product. They're bringing in talent that you haven't seen before. Guys that I know about, like Alex Hammerstone, but maybe you don't know about. I know about Alex Hammerstone because I've known him for years. I've booked him before. He's a tremendous talent. He's a guy you're going to see on a grand stage sooner probably than later, because that's just how good he is and how dedicated he is to his craft. He deserves everything that's coming his way. And they're just such a great product. You've got Impact Wrestling, which has stepped up its game so much. And I know there's the reports out there about Killer Cross requesting his release and how talent might be losing money on some of those bookings because of the travel costs. I had a couple things to say about that on another show, but that's not what this is about. The product they're putting out is good. The product they're putting out is entertaining. It's not hard. It's not easy to find. They don't make that part easy. I have to watch it on Impact Plus, which I recently signed up for, and it's a service that I think is vastly underrated. But I got to work for it, and I'm willing to work for it because I love it. New Japan is kicking things into high gear. G1 Supercard was a great event for New Japan. Not a great event for Ring of Honor, but a fantastic event for New Japan. And they had, you know, of course, the IWGP Heavyweight Championship changing hands in Madison Square Garden. You've got Ring of Honor, which is kind of in a resetting pattern right now, after having lost the Elite to All Elite Wrestling. And it looks like maybe Jeff Cobb is about to get elevated to the highest level possible in that company, as he lost the World Television title and now came out of the TV tapings, spoiler alert, as the number one contender, probably challenging Matt Taven for their World Championship at the Best in the World pay-per-view coming up this summer. And you've got All Elite Wrestling. We all know about that. Double or Nothing coming up later this month. We have the TV deal, but that comes after Fyter Fest and after Fight for the Fallen, which are two great events that are going to take place in the state of Florida. Maybe some more that come up over the summer. All In 2, which is supposed to take place in September, and just so much more. And then, of course, the TV product debuts in October. Like, it's just nuts. And then we got Money in the Bank, dude, this weekend. Like, that's a WWE pay-per-view that has really flown under the radar. I don't know if it's because they moved it, and so it's right after WrestleMania, and you had the entire Superstar Shake-Up, which was just a complete cluster. And now we're sitting here, and we've got Money in the Bank. We're going to have two briefcase holders coming out of Sunday night. And that's just a loaded card. Almost too loaded, if you ask me, because I'm a less is more kind of a guy. You can present so much more when you pare things back just a little bit. It's nuts, and it's that's why I'm sitting here. It's like, I don't know what to talk about because there is so much, and sometimes when there's so much, you can spread your fandom a little bit thin. I'll give you an example. I want us to cover more of a company I was telling you about, which is MLW. I want us to have a review of their show on the website each week, as well as some opinion content on MLW each week. We haven't been able to do that. Something we did for a while. And then with the distribution for BN Sports changed a little bit. People who we had covering it aren't able to cover it anymore. And now we don't have the coverage of MLW. And I want to change that because I thoroughly enjoy that product. Flip it around with Impact Wrestling. I want more coverage of Impact Wrestling. Andrew Belaz does a bang-up job covering Impact with the show they put out every week and their pay-per-views when they do them. But I want us to cover Impact even more. But we don't have the people doing it right now. Just so much that's there. And I guess that leads me to a strange big idea for today, because the wrestling business suddenly became overwhelming. Like, and a lot of that has to do with WWE and what they did and maybe how they fumbled the ball and where they're at and all the news and reporting that comes out that's mostly bullshit but isn't 100% bullshit. And so you don't know what to believe, what not to believe, and where we are. And that causes people to believe some strange things. And then you've got All Elite Wrestling, which has really just flipped the wrestling landscape on its side with this TV deal that, even though I knew it was coming, it, now that it's here, it's like, whoa, like, they're really doing this, and they're really going to be on, you know, Turner Network Television, and it's really going to be the closest thing to competition that we've had since 2001. And even in 2001, that shit wasn't competition by 2001. So it's been, you know, nearly 20 years since this was competition, and that's just nuts. That's just balls out crazy. And that's why the world of wrestling right now is so overwhelming. So take it all in. It's the advice that I was giving people yesterday, and it's maybe the advice that I need to listen to myself. Absorb it all in. Find what you like. If you are a fan who doesn't like WWE or who thinks the product stinks, now is the time to find something else. Give yourself a break from the WWE product. There's something about the WWE product that's addictive. I don't know if it's like, you know, what secret ingredients McDonald's would put into their fries that makes you addicted to their fries. But somehow, WWE has created an addictive product. And if you think about it, it has been on television week in and week out for 25 years. That's just talking about Raw. And some people have been watching it for 25 years. That is a borderline addiction that we have to wrestling. I have it. I can tell you that right now. Like, I've been watching Raw since the day it premiered on the USA Network, and I was watching wrestling well before that. Now I'm covering it on a damn near daily basis. And yeah, it's an addiction. Like, I don't think I could give it up. If I had to, if I got, you know, the ultimatum from the wife, which he would never do, but yeah, maybe I could. But WWE seems to be an addiction, and it's hard to watch that addiction play out on social media sometimes when there's just so much out there. My goodness, come on. And people, you know, I've seen so many people say they don't watch WWE anymore, but then I see a shitload of comments from them about WWE. So maybe they're not watching it, but then they're commenting on what they read and clips they see and other people's comments that they see. But that's just the thing. Like, they're really still in it. Like you can't just not watch WWE. You have to shut yourself off from WWE. And if you're there, if you're overwhelmed and what you need to cut out is WWE, shit, dude, now's the time. You have the opportunity to cut WWE out of your life and still...
Watch out, object on road ahead.
Object on road ahead. Be careful, everybody. You still have the opportunity to cut WWE out of your life and see a tremendous amount of wrestling. And maybe rediscover the love you had for wrestling without actually walking away from the business, from the sport as a whole. But again, this is the title of this show is, of course, I don't know what to talk about, but it's a good thing because there's so much going on. So let's take a step back. Maybe let's brainstorm. Maybe let's come up with different ways that we want to approach professional wrestling moving forward. 2019 is going to be a year that we talk about for decades to come. That's amazing. We're right in the middle of it now, and sometimes when you're in the middle of something, you can't fully grasp what you're in the middle of, and we are in the middle of something amazing. So take a deep breath, maybe take a break from something, find ways to become less overwhelmed, and then let's continue this journey together. My name is Greg DeMarco, at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter. Hit me up. One of the things that I'm so excited about with what's going on with All Elite Wrestling is more and more people are asking me questions. I've had some access to some information lately. I keep my eyes open and made a few different connections here and there as these things have come forward, and I'm greatly appreciative of those. And the great thing about a lot of those connections is they're also really good people, and I've got to get to know
watch out, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead,
some really good people, not necessarily in the wrestling business, because there's some good people that are now starting to cover wrestling or get little snippets of information about wrestling that are getting it from the sports world or the TV media world or elsewhere. and they're just really cool to get to know on the backside as well. You know, I've been on this journey with Patrick O'Dowd for so long. We've been best friends going on, shit, what is it, like 15 years now? And that's just insane, right? I mean, just to know and be friends with somebody for that long. Maybe it's not quite that long. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. I think it's a little bit less. I think it's 14 years now that I think about it. I don't know. But I'll bust out a calendar and we'll figure that out. But then, you know, we added, you know, the circle grows a little bit. We've got people from the chair shot that are in the circle. The hashtag Miranda show has caused Miranda to come into the circle. And the way she
in 4.7 miles. Exit to exit 153, State Route 143, 48th Street, Broadway Road.
Is refreshing in a lot of ways. And you got to surround yourself with people like that. People that refresh your love for the wrestling business and people that look at things differently. I surround myself with people that don't agree with me all the time. And that's something that's important to do as well. But I'm really appreciative of the way that the business is changing around me. And the coverage of the business is changing around me, and I'm super excited about that. I'm really just kind of rambling right now, so I apologize, but it comes from a place of gratitude. We're lucky to get to be a part of this business as much as we are, and that's really, really exciting. So enjoy it, man. Again, I'm at Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. The website is thechairshot.com. I hope you like what we're doing. Please hit me up, tweet at me, send me a DM, send me an Instagram message or a Facebook message. It's all Chairshot Greg. I did that on purpose so it's easy to find. The website's thechairshot.com, at thechairshot.com. Head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Support the movement. It feels like a movement more now than ever before. Listen to the shows. You got two great shows coming up later today with The Outsider's Edge and with the DWI podcast. Enjoy your work day. I know I will, because I work hard so that I can play hard. It's an age-old adage. We do what we have to do so we can do what we want to do. And I'm excited because this weekend I get to do what I want to do. I get to be a part of a wrestling show that I might talk about before we get there. So enjoy yourselves. I'll talk to you on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.